listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with me, Jade Elliott, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV 2 News podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health. You are listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with myself, Jade Elliott, joined today by Dr. Caitlin Carpenter, pediatrician with Intermountain Healthcare. And we are talking about something that can be fun and stressful all at the same time. Traveling with your children.
Yes.
Babies and toddlers, of course, being some of the more challenging ages to travel with. But you have some easy tips for parents and for our listeners when it comes to traveling with babies and toddlers.
Yes. You know, traveling is great. There's always an adventure at the end of it, but getting through those situations can be a really stressful time for everyone.
Traveling without children can be stressful.
Oh, for sure.
And then you add children in it, and then there's just a number of just getting out the door.
Oh my goodness, yes.
I think double the amount of time.
Strategize and plan extra time at every step.
Yeah.
That's step one for sure.
And extra clothes and extra everything. I go into a full body sweat just getting to the grocery store sometimes. So let's talk about car rides first. Making them as simple and easy and manageable. So with infants, what are some of the tips you have?
Yes. So number one, always make sure your baby is in a safe car seat. The car seat rules have changed a lot in the last few years.
Yes.
And as they change in the next few years, just make sure you're always checking in with your pediatrician. Little babies, so babies that haven't met the height and the weight limit in their car seat should still be rear facing for a long, long time now. So make sure your little one is rear facing as long as they need to be. That can be nerve wracking for parents because mm-hmm. you can't see your baby all the time.
And they can't see you.
And they can't see you and they get bored back there. Mm-hmm. And so think about ways to make their car ride a little more comfortable and give you a little peace of mind. One of the best things to do is just get one of those mirrors so that they can look forward through the mirror
sure.
and you can look back and see them and just make sure that they're doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's important is just make your car a comfortable spot. Don't make it too hot. Don't make it too cold. And, you know, don't be prepared to be listening to a podcast the whole time. You may be listening to kids' music the whole way to wherever your destination may be, and that's so worth it as long as your baby is happy in the back seat.
Right. I mean, really, we would do just about anything to
yes.
keep our baby happy and safe and quiet for the most part
yes.
when it comes to crying and kind of that stressful atmosphere
mm-hmm.
that they can have. What about snacks and feeding your baby
mm-hmm.
While you're traveling?
So number one rule is don't feed your baby in a moving car. Sometimes it's tempting, especially when they're bottle fed, to just be like, oh, we could push through if we just feed them.
Yeah.
But please stop and schedule some breaks. I think it's good before you even leave to check. Where's our stop in every two? Where's our stop in every 3 hours? Where's a good place to be? And so you can get out, feed your baby, stretch their legs, and let you get a little bit of a break from everything that's going on too. For toddlers, as we move up in that age
yeah.
group a little bit, I like to schedule some wiggle breaks. And
mm-hmm.
so look for stops along the way that maybe have a park, somewhere where they can go run for a little while and get that energy out and get them some good snacks while they're there.
And what are the reasons behind that? Because a lot of people do think that would be so simple. I can just give my baby their bottle or, give my toddler their snack. So what are some of the reasons behind not feeding your baby in the car?
We worry about choking. That's
mm-hmm.
really the biggest thing. And when they're appropriately strapped into their car seat, it takes a little bit of time to get them out of their car seat.
Sure.
And so were they to have some scary episode like that, one, if you're in a moving car, it's hard to pull over. And then it takes a long time to get them out of their seat to, you know, help them through that episode. And so it's just safest always to stop.
What are some of the kind of fun resources and tools that parents can use in the car for entertainment value with their children?
You know, my favorite is just to play silly songs.
Yeah.
We've listened to Disney music, I think, for 12 hours a day. And, our most recent road trip, my son was very into the Muppets, and so we were listening to Muppet music just
yeah.
for hours on loop. And so really, things like that are really good. For your kiddo, get them some toys in the back seat. If they're small, something that kind of hangs over their head so
mm-hmm.
they can look at fun items is really a great thing to do. Or other toys, just just to be shaking that make noise are always excellent. If you've got anyone that's willing to sit in the back seat with them and kind of play with them and talk to them, that's always great too, especially sure. if they're still in the rear facing stage so that they're not just bored sitting back there.
By themselves back yeah. there. Yeah. Yeah. No one wants to be bored in the back seat of a car by themselves. Yeah. So from car rides to plane rides, mm-hmm. and that adds a whole nother level of stress
yeah.
when it comes to traveling with any age child. Talk to us a little bit about the plane rides, how to kind of make them easier or more comfortable for your children.
I mean, step one with this too is always a lot extra time. Mm-hmm. Same thing with road trips is same thing in the planes. If you can get a little extra time in your day, that will make this whole process much smoother and much easier.
Yes.
Getting through TSA is a little bit more of a challenge with this. And so if you're there good and early, you can just relax and let the process take you through and it'll be okay. The biggest thing though for once you're on the plane is bring some snacks.
Yes.
It's great
for everyone.
For everyone, yes. It's great for kiddos to have something to chew on during takeoff and landing. It's a little harder for their ears to pop than it is for you or I. And
sure.
so if they've got something to chew on, that can really help clear their ears. For babies that are still nursing or bottle feeding, feed them during takeoff and landing as mm-hmm. much as you can, because that's the hardest part, is to get through takeoff and landing. For your older kiddos, your toddler age kiddos, your young school age kiddos, I love fruit snacks. They chew, they taste great. No one ever turns down a fruit snack. And so just bring tons of those on board with you and get that through takeoff and landing.
And they get through TSA.
Right.
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
What about some activities? What kinds of activities do you recommend for people traveling with children, especially on planes?
Right.
Spaces are tight. Carry-ons are limited. What are some of those things we can bring?
Usually we talk about limiting screen time mm-hmm. because there's certainly ways where it's healthy and ways where it's not so healthy. On airplanes, those rules go out the limit.
Anything goes to keep your children quiet on an airplane.
Yes. So, load up on all their favorite movies and just whatever is there to keep them happy.
Yeah.
So don't feel guilty if you're going over your screen time limits there. Another thing that can be good if you're planning on using a tablet or your phone, whatever, is practicing with headphones before you leave the house.
Yes.
Doing something new on an airplane is never an ideal situation. And so practicing all the things that you're going to try before you get to that new place is a really good idea. And then other activities are great. Whatever their favorite toys are, mm-hmm. maybe a little pillow so they can actually lay down.
Sometimes the sound of the plane will just lull them to sleep, which is great.
There's lots of babies that really love that vibration and they mm-hmm. love that white noise. And so oftentimes they'll fall asleep. If you can get them through takeoff and landing, the rest of the plane flight, usually, can be okay.
Yeah. And, I've been on some flights where God bless the flight attendants, because they'll even come and walk with your baby, mm-hmm. which is so wonderful, because sometimes you just don't have that option.
Oh, so true.
And they do for you, which is really nice. So thank them when you see them.
Well, we've all been that parent with the screaming baby
yes.
on the airplane.
And no one wants to be, because it
no.
makes you feel awful.
Right. Just remember, it's always harder on the parent than it is on anyone else. On the airplane there.
Yeah.
And so just be kind to yourself, be kind to your baby. It can only last so long and it will be over eventually. So just take those deep breaths and know that it'll end.
Right, right. Because we've all been there.
We've all been there.
On both sides. We've all been passengers on planes with screaming babies.
Yes.
And we've all been parents on planes with screaming babies. So just have a soft heart, right?
Right, right.
So let's talk about some challenges. Kind of that 1 to 2 age mm-hmm. can probably be one of the bigger challenges when traveling with children.
Right.
The babies can be kind of easy because you can hold them. They normally sleep. Over 2, they have a little more of an understanding of
right.
what we're doing, where we're going, how we're getting there. And I don't want to say that they are completely able to be reasoned with,
right.
but more so
yes.
than that 1 to 2 year old range.
Yes.
How do you get through some of those tough times in those ages?
Well, number one, under two, your kiddo is allowed to sit on your lap on airplanes currently. Mm-hmm. And so that is a really tempting thing for a lot of parents. And I think under age one, that's a really great choice because they still want to cuddle. They're going to be eating a lot. That's a good option. Between one and two, that becomes a lot more challenging because they have places they want to go. They've got strong opinions.
And yeah,
movement is really important. And so if you are able to get them their own seat at that point, I think that's great. Now, that's not for everybody, and not everybody's able to. And so if you're unable to, that's fine. You're going to make it through it either way. But if you can, do it. On an airplane, pick your battles. Mm-hmm. I think that's number one. So it's good to have definite limits for some things, like you shouldn't kick the seat in front of you. That is something that you definitely need to enforce with your kiddo. But, you know, other things like if they're trying to play peekaboo with the person behind them and it's not really bothering anybody, let them have fun and have a little bit of space as much as they can during that time.
Yeah, it'll definitely help out. Have you heard this? They are now creating a choice of seating on airplanes, certain airlines, where as a traveler, you can choose to sit away from children.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yes, that has become a thing. On certain airlines, it'll show where children are sitting, and you can choose somewhere else. I still don't think it's going to work. The plane's only so big.
Right. You're going to hear him crying no matter where you are. I mean, I guess at that point you can at least guarantee that no one behind you is going to be kicking your seat.
That's true.
And that the people that are hopefully around that kiddo will be a little more understanding about how hard it is for a kiddo to fly. Because this is a new situation for them. And as stressful it is for the parents, it's stressful for the kid too.
Even if
they're having a good time.
Any other tips or tricks when it comes to traveling, whether it's by car, plane, train, of how we can just get through some of those challenging moments?
I think snacks and toys are always the biggest thing. That just being prepared with those all the time is important. Kids get thirsty at inopportune moments, and so bring an empty water bottle as you head into TSA so you can fill it up once you're on the in the plane area and about to board, so you don't have to deal with that there.
Yeah.
Preparation is key. And so just think about the whole process before you get there so that there aren't any little surprises.
And make them excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is something fun and exciting, and they're getting to go on an adventure. And so talking to your kids and reading stories about car rides and plane flights and things like that are great.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Useful tips for a lot of parents and people traveling with children, because it can be stressful, but it is a lot of fun too. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. That is Dr. Caitlin Carpenter, pediatrician with Intermountain Healthcare, and that concludes our Easy Tips for Traveling with Babies and Toddlers on our Baby Your Baby podcast.
Thanks for joining me, Jade Elliott, and our guests for this week's Baby Your Baby podcast. If you have a topic that you'd like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.